Okay, so we are recording now. And Shannon, for starters, please state your name and your title.
Shannon Jordan, Chief Operating Officer at Carroll County Memorial Hospital.
All right, now, Shannon, the registration deadline for the Buck and Doe Run is coming up pretty quickly. Why don't you just tell me a little bit about what this event is?
This is opening day of hunting season, rifle season, and so we kind of put a fun spin on a foundation fundraiser, the Buck and Doe 5K Walk and Run. We're hosting it Saturday, November the 16th, and we've delayed it to 11 a.m. to allow those hunters to go out and have their morning hunt and do a 5K before they go back out for their afternoon evening hunt. And we are raising money for the foundation from the hospital, and right now one of their big projects is a memorial wall or an honorary wall and scholarship funding.
All right. Will you tell me a little bit more about this memorial wall?
We're looking to put up a wall to honor those who donate funds to the facility on all different monetary scale, whether that is in honor or in memory of a loved one. This fund was actually initiated by memorials that were given in honor of a staff member, Jody Davis, who passed away almost 2 years ago.
All right, and now back to the race itself. Will you just talk to me a little bit about when it is, where it is, registration fees, that kind of thing, and how to register?
Sure. Registration, the early bird registration is over, so we're at regular registration. And it can be done online through the website of the hospital, www.carrollcountyhospital.org. And you can either register online and pay by credit or debit, or you can print the registration and you can bring it out to the hospital before or the day of the race. We're actually going to run Saturday, November the 16th at 11 a.m. We'll start at the hospital campus. We're also going to use the two walking trails here in Carrollton and Jefferson Street as well. We've got a nice little trail mapped out. It includes a little bit of everything for scenery. Hospital, you'll see some neighborhood, and you'll also see some nature using those walking trails. We're going to award medals to the top finishers in each category. So for the running portion, 12 and under, 13 to 25, 25 to 40, 41 to 60, and 61 and over. And then the walkers, under 25, 25 to 49, and 50 and over.
And I'm sorry, I never caught the cost?
It is going to be $30 to register. And we have some fantastic, brilliant orange shirts in honor, of course, of hunting safety. And great graphic shirt to go with the event. We're pretty excited about those.
I like that, the bright orange theme.
The bright orange blade. And the other thing we've also updated for this event, opposed to our spring event, is we have an electronic timing system in place for the event.
All right, awesome. I know that's a big draw with some people.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, Shannon, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
Well, we are just excited about the event and hope everybody comes out and has some fun and fellowship. Like I said, half the time it's not about who finishes first. It's more about finishing the race entirely. So.